is 5:20, and this is the KDLL Evening News for Wednesday, November 12th on 91.9 FM, Kenai Soldotna listener-supported public radio for the Central Kenai Peninsula. I'm Ashlyn O'Hara. Thanks for tuning in. Coming up, Soldotna sixth graders participate in a mock borough assembly meeting. But first, it's been a busy week for Grant Aviation on the Central Kenai Peninsula. Between picking up passengers left scrambling after the abrupt closure of another airline, to reducing flights to comply with federal guidance. Dan Knezik is the airline's vice president of commercial operations. He says the company is committed to offering consistent service for Kenai flyers, but that the double whammy comes as Grant already has less aircraft to work with than usual.
We've had to pivot a lot of our extra aircraft or spare aircraft throughout our route system to the recovery efforts in Western Alaska. For Typhoon Halong, we've had several aircraft dedicated to those efforts daily, which has kind of stretched us system-wide.
Knezik says they didn't quite see an influx of bookings after rival airline Kenai Aviation closed its doors last Monday. In Kenai, he says most people book Grant flights less than 72 hours before the plane takes off. He says that means it's probably a good idea for people planning holiday travel to start booking seats now. On average, they fly three planes between Kenai and Anchorage every day during the off-season, which he says starts around this time of year. But Knezik says they're holding off on adding any more daily flights.
We had a decent amount of open seats still available on our existing flights, and we wanted to ensure that those filled up to the best that we could.
Knezik says the strongest headwind the company's facing right now is mandated cuts to flight service amid the longest ever federal government shutdown. Last week, U.S. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy ordered 40 airports to reduce air traffic by 10%. Ted Stevens Anchorage International Airport is on that list. Knezik says Grant initially thought its Kenai to Anchorage route would not be impacted because the company operates under a different set of federal rules than major air carriers like Alaska Airlines. But the FAA order covers both airline sizes.
What it has started working with our congressional delegation in D.C. because what I was hoping was to be able to convince the FAA that the reduction that the Kenai, that route saw due to this cessation of operations of Kenai Aviation could be used in lieu of us having to cut 10% of our flights. I was unsuccessful.
Knezik says including smaller airlines in the emergency order will have an outsized impact in Alaska, where there are a lot of small operations serving small communities. To stay compliant, Grant Aviation plans to cut two daily round-trip flights between Kenai and Anchorage, or four flights total. Knezik says he understands why the cuts to service are necessary amid a shortage of federal workers, but he says he's also never seen the federal government direct airlines to reduce service like this.
An air traffic controller by itself can only operate so many flights per hour. And if the number of controllers in one facility gets reduced, I understand. I just didn't want the community of Kenai to be basically, in a sense, to be hit twice in such a short amount of time.
Although Congress has voted to reopen the government, Knezik says it could still take some time for flight schedules to return to their previous levels of operation. That's because the FAA will still need to ensure adequate worker coverage. Knezik is expecting a phased reopen, but in the meantime, he's asking flyers to be patient. And finally, a group of Soldotna Elementary School sixth graders filled the Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly Chambers today to consider a contentious ordinance that would have extended the length of Thanksgiving break. The actual break isn't going to change. The discussion is part of a mock assembly meeting to teach students about how their local government works. Sitting in the borough assembly chambers, Elizabeth Terry's sixth grade students listen attentively to their classmate Jimmy Mayfield explain why he supports Ordinance 2021-01.
Sometimes when people get hot lunches at school, it costs some money to get the hot lunches. So when we get a five-day week off, that can save a lot of money for getting hot lunches. And also, since we have 5 days, that's a lot more time to travel and hang out with people and families.
Jimmy has taken on the role of a borough assembly member. He's arguing in favor of a proposal to make Thanksgiving break longer for Kenai Peninsula Borough School District schools. The Soldotna Elementary School sixth grader is in a mock borough assembly meeting as part of a field trip. It's a chance for students to learn about local government and practice persuasive speech. The borough's actual mayor, Peter Michicki, plays assembly president during the meeting. Guiding students through the procedures, he explains the purpose of each step.
We need to go to public testimony because the most important part of our meetings is hearing from the public. Those are the people you all serve that you've been elected to represent.
Like during a real meeting, the sixth grade assembly takes public comment on the issue from their classmates. Cora Thomas says a longer break would make it easier for students to travel out of state.
It takes about 6.5 hours just to reach Seattle. This plus many more hours of traveling can lead to many, many hours or days of missed school. Giving families this extra week will give them the time they need to travel without missing too much school.
And Simeon Paxman says he'd be productive with the extra time off.
I snare rabbits, and if Thanksgiving break was extended to a week, that would give me more time to check my snares and tan my hides.
But some of their classmates disagreed. James Pierce says a long break would make it harder for students to return to school and financially burden families.
Some day kids might be closed, so it could be hard finding one that's open during Thanksgiving week. Leaving pants is only one option is to not go to work, and that could result in problems with pants drops.
And Ellie Ritter says it doesn't make sense for students to get a longer Thanksgiving break so close to winter break.
Without our 32 hours and 25 minutes of learning, it can cause us to lose focus and make it difficult. Though breaks can be nice, it is not helping our learning unless we are doing schoolwork over break, which most students will not do.
The student assembly members were equally split, narrowly voting in favor of an extended break. Borough Clerk Michelle Turner tallies the results.
I have 5 yes, 4 no. The no votes were cast by Ms. Aberkane, Mr. Moody, Ms. Magna, and Ms. Weinkoop. The motion passes.
Elizabeth Terry is the class's teacher. She says her students were nervous about the field trip.
They had 3 topics that they wanted to discuss with you today and decided by vote on the one that they did bring to the floor and then researched on their own. They asked me very few questions.
Michicki, the borough mayor, applauded the students for their preparation. He said he tried to pass a bill expanding civics education for Alaska students when he was still serving in the Alaska legislature.
I think it's incredibly important, and you all have impressed me today.
Multiple students agreed the meeting went well. Here's Ellie, one of the opponents of the ordinance.
Everybody made amazing points, and I think either way, if we win or lost, it was still a great experience.
Before adjourning the meeting, students, like members of the public, had one more opportunity to address Michicki and the student assembly. Cora, who previously spoke in favor of the longer break, used the opportunity to plug one of her other priorities, student lockers at Soldotna Elementary. Michicki says that topic will have to be held for a future meeting. And that'll be all for tonight's KDLL Evening News. You can re-listen to this newscast and find our other stories online at kdll.org. I'm Ashlyn O'Hara. Have a great night.